baseball. It's a strange game. It's a quirky game.
It's a freaky game, and it happened, and so be it.
Jim Leland's right, downright freaky. The Tigers manager was asked, as managers are, to explain the normally powerful Tigers' lack of offense this series. He said, the other guys pitched well, and we could have done better. The most offensively underperforming Tiger was Prince Fielder, who knows all about baseball's unusual properties.
It's tough, you know. You got to hit a round ball with a round bat square, you know. And if they're making tough pitches, it's hard to do it.
Think of it. The Tigers had strutted into this series having just swept the powerful Yankees. The Giants had a perilous path. They were forced to win three games in a row against the Cardinals. And they did. And they kept on winning. A win last night would be seven in a row, which they hadn't done all season. The Giants took a one-run lead in the second. But then in the third, Miguel Cabrera came up to bat with a man on. Joe Buck had the call on Fox.
And a fly ball into right.
This was no mere go-ahead run, wind-aided though it was. This was the first time the Tigers led in the series. This was the first time the Giants had trailed in 56 innings, and Cabrera's homer brought some other weird facts to mind, like this. Cabrera had hit 28 home runs in his home ballpark during the regular season. The Giants had clubbed 31 homers in their home as an entire team. They don't have power. They really only have two good hitters. How do they do it?
Pitching and defense.
Pitching and defense.
Pitching and defense.
That theory advanced by, in order, catcher Buster Posey, who hit the Giants' go-ahead home run in the sixth, Jeremy Affeldt, who set down five consecutive Tigers to preserve a tie, and lastly, manager Bruce Bochy, who just might have had the most tactically pristine World Series in modern history. But the Tigers and their fans, when they found the score tied at three late, did not stop believing. The problem for the Tigers is the very lyric that warrants this song's inclusion on the Comerica Park soundtrack. When Journey sings about a small town boy, it is a fiction. There is no South Detroit. South Detroit is in Canada, and Journey is a San Francisco band. Remember that set of facts when I tell you that with the Giants batting in the 10th inning, Ryan Terrio got on and Marco Scudero singled him home. And then closer Sergio Romo struck out the side to preserve the World Series victory. Once more, Joe Buck on Fox with the call.
Again, the 2-2 pitch. Got him looking, and the Giants have won it all.
Sure, why not? These Giants were the league laggards in home run. Their ace pitcher, Tim Lincecum, fell apart during the year, and their best hitter was suspended for using a banned substance with a month and a half left in the season. It is not a textbook way to win a championship, except for that part about stellar pitching and steady defense. Yeah, baseball's a quirky game, but there are some constants. And the Giants, with their second World Series win in 3 years, are approaching that status. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Detroit.